Morning. I've got some really, really good news for you. There is, therefore, now, no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Is that good news? We gather together to worship our Jesus, to celebrate what He's done for us. We gather to remember the way He told us to, by taking bread and juice as just symbols to remind us of what He did for us. You ever been condemned and feel condemnation? No? Well, yeah, that's true. A lot of us haven't. I mean, we feel like, oh yeah, I feel, you know, people looking at me in condemning ways. That's not condemnation. You ever been locked up for an extended period of time? That's condemnation. That's experiencing true condemnation. We deserve. Each and every one of us who have sinned against a holy and righteous God deserve to be locked up for a very, very, very long time. In fact, eternity, separated from a good, loving God forever. That's what we deserve. And listen to this. There is, therefore, looking back at the good news message that Jesus Christ was put forward as a propitiation, satisfying the just wrath of a holy God against my sin. Therefore, because of what Jesus did for me in my place as my substitute on the cross, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, those who believe in Jesus, those who trust in Jesus, those who are united with Jesus, those who belong to Jesus. For them, for us, who are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, He condemned sin in the flesh. Jesus paid my price in full at Calvary on the cross. He took it all for me. In order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. God sent His Son Jesus to pay the price and now fills each of us who believe in Jesus with His Holy Spirit to cause us to walk in His ways, to transform our hearts so we want to do what pleases Him. Is that good news? There's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. We're here to celebrate today what Jesus has done for us. Just overflow with gratitude toward Him and say, thank You for what I don't deserve. Thank You for giving me gracious gifts that I do not deserve, could never earn. And it's freely given to me as a gift. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We're going to serve you bread and the juice. If you're a believer, if you've put your trust in Jesus, you're welcome to participate with us. Take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice, hold on to those. We'll receive those together. If you're not a believer in Jesus, this is not for you, but I would urge you, become a believer in Jesus. Hear the good news that He died for you and say, yeah, I want that. I want that for me. I want to be in Christ Jesus. I want no condemnation from a just God forever. I want that free gift and I receive it. And I'd invite you to believe and belong and participate with us and remember what Jesus has done for you today. Let's pray and we'll serve you the bread and the juice. Father, thank You. Father, thank You for sending Your only Son, the only one who could possibly pay the debt we owed. And Jesus, thank You for paying that debt in full. Thank You for leaving the cup of the wrath of God empty for each of us. There is no condemnation left. Nothing for which a just God would be angry with us over. No condemnation. Thank You for that gift. And Spirit, thank You for coming to live inside each one of us who are in Jesus, belonging to Jesus, believing in Jesus. Thank You for coming in and making us new, giving us a new heart that longs for nothing more than to please you, to bring you joy, to live lives that bring glory to you. Thank you, Spirit, for making us new inside. Thank you for this bread and this juice that reminds us of the awesome salvation that we have been given. We have received as a gift, and we are yours. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you. Thank you for the good news that sinners like me could be rescued, set free from sin, from death, from condemnation, from an eternity separated from you through Jesus and with his Spirit living inside. Thank you, Jesus, for dying in my place. We remember and we say thank you. His body broken for you. Take and eat. This blood poured out for you. Drink.